A weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 37. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 24. Tonight, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 49. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 21.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the official numbers are in from 2022 as the Kansas Lottery has reported to receive more than $700 million worth of sports bets from last year after the legalization of sports gambling last fall. And KWCH News reports that it already has given sportsbooks nearly $21 million in revenue. And while that may be good news, the South Central Kansas Problem Gambling Task Force says it is a concern for sports addicts and gambling addicts.
It can be fun, but you have to balance that with limiting yourself. Part of that is because of the mobile wagering. It allows for like instantaneous and immediate gambling.
That's Stephanie Roberts, the chair for the organization on KWCH News, where she says resources for gambling addicts in the state have been dwindling over the last few years.
Resources to assist people who develop problems have gradually declined in this state. We used to be known as the, you know, gold star.
They say if you do have a gambling addiction, you can call the hotline at 1-800-522-4700 and talk to a Kansas gambling counselor.
Go Hog Wild, Bit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Former board member at Washburn University, Julianne Mazachek, has officially been named as the university president.
Today is a remarkable, memorable, and life-changing day for me, one I had only dreamed about through the years. I am deeply honored and deeply thrilled to return home to the great state of Kansas and to serve this outstanding institution at such an important time in its history and at an important time in higher education. I am excited about the possibilities we together will explore in the future for Washburn University, and I am excited to work with all of you to envision a bright and bold future.
That audio from WIBW, where Mazachek is set to replace retiring Dr. Jerry Farley. She had resigned back in 2022 to become the president of Midwestern State University in Texas after serving 30 years at Washburn University before her departure. She was also the president and CEO of Washburn University's Foundation and Alumni Association.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska System President Ted Carter has officially announced they are initiating the national search for the new University of Nebraska Lincoln next chancellor. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the university, they have hired a national firm to assist in the process, where they are open to nominations for those who wish to serve on the Chancellor Search Advisory Committee. The announcement came after the current UNL Chancellor, Ronnie Green, announced back in December that he's set to retire in June this year after 7 years on the job. If you do become a member of the search committee, the duties will include gathering and presenting input from stakeholders on opportunities and challenges that the university faces, in addition to working with the firm on reviewing applications and identifying the potential candidates for the job. In other news, newly elected city manager for the city of Hastings, Sean Metcalf, is hard at work trying to get familiarized with the city and all of its city council members, saying communication to him is one of the top priorities.
I've also spent time with every single department, and I'm trying to visit every location.
Mid-America Network News.
Friends, I've never seen such global instability and uncertainty in my life. The whole world is in danger of falling apart. Are you ready for that? If not, go to preparewithdan.com and you'll find a special offer from the good people at My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, and they serve millions of families who now have one less thing to worry about. You should be one of them. There's no excuse not to have emergency food anymore. It's like having a fire extinguisher. You don't use it until you need it, and by then, you're sure glad you have it. Right now, save $200 on a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. This kit is jam-packed with delicious breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough for three solid months per person. Get at least one kit for each member of your family so you don't run out. Your order will ship fast and free and arrive quickly in unmarked boxes for your privacy. All you have to do is go to preparewithdan.com and you'll save $200 per three-month kit. Preparewithdan.com, preparewithdan.com. Do it now.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A public meeting on child care was held in Marysville Wednesday evening with a presentation by Lucas Neese, who helped the city of Lindsberg develop a nonprofit child care center. City of Marysville notes demand for some 300 children in Marshall County and is exploring options, with a steering committee identified that is considering, among other topics, potential funding for operations. The meeting this week, an effort to include the community in the conversations, particularly those involved in child care. Friday is registration deadline for an upcoming four-part workshop for women in agriculture that will focus on the basics of land management, leasing, and conservation for landlords and tenants. Land leasing strategies for Midwestern ag women will meet in Washington at the KSDS building Wednesday evenings beginning January 18th and continuing through February 8th. The program's purpose is to strengthen networks of women in rural areas, which can lead to opportunities for building trust and sharing information. $50 registration includes a meal for each session. Additional details online at agmanager.info/events or can be obtained through the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District. January Saturday recycling in Marysville will be postponed until Saturday, January 21st, 10 to 11 a.m., There will not be recycling this Saturday in Marysville. Community collections will continue through February as previous, with Marshall County to begin 24/7 drop-off, with new recycling trailers to be located in each community at locations to be determined. 15 teams from Kansas and Nebraska will compete Saturday in the 48th annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament in the Marysville High Activities Center. Federal, state, and county offices will be closed Monday in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. County courthouses will be closed, and Marshall and Washington County Commissioners will meet Tuesday, while Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet again until the following Monday. Many area school districts are also to be closed, with several hosting Professional Development Day Monday. The first baby of a new year in Nemaha County was born January 4th at 6:42 p.m., at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, a baby boy born to Daniel and Vilma Miller. Date is set for the annual White Way Car Run Saturday, May 6th. Marshall County Fair Association is accepting theme ideas for the 2023 summer event, which will be used for parade entries and T-shirts. Contact Georgina Lindquist or Crystal Porter at Blue Rapids with additional details, also available on the organization Facebook page. Tickets remain on sale for the annual Marshall County Arts Cooperative fundraiser next weekend, which will include shows featuring local talent Friday and Saturday evenings, January 20th and 21st, at Venue 36 in Marysville. Tickets available online at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. Alan D. Krieger, age 63, of Odell, passed away unexpectedly at his home January 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Odell. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Alan Krieger. Beverly J. Wankey, age 75, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 1 until 3 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Wyke.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, expecting dry weather conditions as high pressure builds in from the west, and that dry stretch of weather looks to extend right into your weekend as well, with temperatures gradually moderating over the next few days. High temperatures by this afternoon just a couple of degrees above average into the upper 30s, but working well above average into your weekend. Saturday forecasting upper 40s for afternoon high temperatures, and even some upper 50s making a return into the day on Sunday. As a low pressure system works across the region, then Sunday night into your Monday time frame, we do pick up a chance for some light rain activity late Sunday night into early on Monday morning. Still in the mild side, though, for Monday, with highs working up to the lower 50s. Tuesday will ease back to some mid-40s, and a chance for a rain-snow mixture in the forecast by Wednesday, with middle 40s for highs there. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 71. The average low, 19, and the record low, 18, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:26.
Bored, irritable, down in the dumps, or just generally out of sorts? We'd wager you're suffering from a classic case of cabin fever. We will share a few remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Actor Orlando Bloom has a birthday. Cabin fever hits hardest about this time of year. What's the cure? Fresh air is the most reliable remedy, so try to spend some time outdoors. Unless it's dangerously cold, a brisk winter walk can be truly invigorating. Socializing is another antidote. Invite a friend or neighbor on your walk, or do a few laps around your local park. Aromatherapy may provide some benefits, too. Citrus fragrances are said to be energizing, and one old-time folk remedy says the smell of green apples is a surefire cure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is thrilled with the Diller Odell Griffins winter sports teams. The athletes' dedication and skills are sure to bring home the wins at this week's events. Good luck, guys and girls, from your supportive friends and loyal fans at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Fairbury and Odell, proud to support the athletes. FNIC Group proudly supports the Beatrice Orangemen winter sports teams. The community admires the Orangemen's dedication, skill, teamwork, and sportsmanship, and knows the team will work hard to bring home the victories. Good luck from FNIC Group in Beatrice. Our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas hoops are back in action across the state as we go further into the regular season as the number two Kansas Jayhawks nationwide, according to the latest AP polls, are back at home taking on the number 14 Iowa State Cyclones. Kansas squeaked out a victory earlier this week as they were at home as well against the Oklahoma Sooners when they won 79-75, but they are still atop the Big 12 Conference and number two nationally, sitting 15-1 for the overall season. Tip off at 3 p.m. this Saturday before going into next week where they have their interstate rivalry on the road against the Kansas State Wildcats. In Kansas State basketball, they also have their tip-off on Saturday with 1 p.m. tip as they are on the road against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs. Kansas had a big victory on Tuesday this week as they beat the Oklahoma State Cowboys 65-57, putting them on the map with the national AP poll sitting at number 11 nationwide and tied at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference. TCU is currently sitting 13-3 for the regular season, 2-2 in conference play.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Wichita State Shockers are back in action again this weekend as well as they are at home in Wichita taking on the Tulsa Green Hurricane. That tip off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Shockers have been struggling through part of the season, although they did come out victorious over the last week on Sunday last weekend against South Florida, 72-66. Wichita State is in the middle of the American Athletic Conference right now, sitting 8-8 for the overall season, 1-3 in conference play. After Tulsa, Wichita heads on the road for a few days off until they tip off again on Thursday next week against Memphis at 6 p.m. Over in the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs have a week off as they hit the number one seed for the AFC. Their regular season is officially over after beating the Las Vegas Raiders last weekend 31-13. They're now ready for playoffs as this weekend kicks off wild card play with games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday kicks off with the Seattle Seahawks taking on the San Francisco 49ers, followed by the Chargers versus the Jaguars. On Sunday, it's the Dolphins and Bills, the Giants and Vikings, and the Ravens and Bengals. Monday, it's the Cowboys and Buccaneers.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play, Rossville over Valley Heights 63-49. Washington County edged Onega 45-43. In boys play, it was Rossville over Valley Heights 58-55, and Onega topped Washington County 43-32. In the boys semifinals of Emudeca's tournament at Beatrice, Bruning Davenport Shickley knocked off Diller Odell 44-37. Friday play in the A Division girls. 6th seed Diller Odell meets 7th seed Southern at 8:30 at Beatrice Middle School. In boys play Saturday in the A Division, 7th seed Southern faces 6th seed Fall City Sacred Heart at 1:15 at the auditorium. And in the B Division, 2nd seed Diller Odell meets 4th seed Exeter Milligan at 2:45 at the auditorium. Friday night tip-off, Marysville at Wamego. Boys and girls action, both live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center Thursday host the Jayhusker Invitational on Saturday.
It's a special week for the Twin Valley League as all eyes move to the TVL basketball tournament coming up on Saturday in Washington. For the latest updates on all things Twin Valley League, you know where to go. The TVL Spotlight, a product of KNDY Radio. For the latest updates, get set. For my favorite week of Twin Valley League sports, check out the TVL Spotlight at TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday. 10 games begin 10 a.m. at Washington County. Top three seeds, each division, girls and boys, receive a bye in the first round. Girls top three are Hanover, Frankfort, and Donovan West. Boys top three, Clifton, Clyde, Blue Valley, and Centralia. Girls action at 10 Saturday. Clifton Clyde meets Wetmore. Onega takes on Valley Heights. Then boys at 11:30, Axtell versus Frankfort. Valley Heights meets Wetmore. At 1 in girls action, Lynn plays Blue Valley and Centralia meets Troy. At 2:30, boys see Troy and Donovan West. Hanover tips with Onega. Finally, at 4 on Saturday, Washington County, boys host Lynn, girls host Axtell. Play continues Monday and Tuesday, semifinals Thursday and Friday, championship Saturday the 21st. Marysville boys, 7-1, are top seed in the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central and will meet in pool play at Seneca with round-robin competition next week. Bulldogs face 7th seed Hiawatha, 2-6, Tuesday evening at 6, and then 5th seed St. Mary's, 3-4, Thursday evening at 6. Pool A winner will face the Pool B winner in the final Saturday the 21st. Pool B includes 2nd seed St. Mary's Academy, 7-2, 3rd seed Atchison, 5-1, 4th seed Nemaha Central, 4-4, and 6th seed Jackson Heights, 3-5. Brackets are posted on our website and our Facebook page as well.
Every fall, there's a roundup of the herd here just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. You can even bring a horse or rent one and help corral thousands of bison roaming one of the largest islands in the nation. The unique ranch and park are today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
In the Great Salt Lake lies Antelope Island. Its 28,000 acres were long used by ranchers to graze sheep. Today, Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a different kind of herd for the state of Utah.
We've got one of the largest publicly owned herds of bison, American bison, in the country. So we've got right around, you'll see between 500 and 700 bison, depending on what time of year.
The Island Ranch is part of Antelope Island State Park.
We round up all the bison and auction them off in the fall. So every October, we round every bison up off the island, and we run them through, and we give them shots, and we check them and make sure they're healthy. And then we keep about 200 to 250, and then we auction those off. The other 500, we turn back out on the island, and they just free range.
Until the 1960s, you had to get here by boat. Today, an earthen causeway brings visitors here.
We also have a really good herd of pronghorn antelope. We've got some great big mule deer. And we've got some California bighorn sheep. Those are the most common that people will see.
There are saltwater beaches here that make swimmers float like a cork, plus much more.
And then we've got about 30 miles of non-motorized trail. We've got a hike that's the Frary Peak hike that takes you to the highest point on the island. And if you can get to the top of that peak and look around, it's a scene that you're not going to see anywhere else in the world. It's amazing. It's probably one of my favorite places I've ever been to just sit and soak it in.
From the peak, you can see the cities of the Salt Lake Valley. Yet from this island's high point, you'll feel like you are at one of the most remote and beautiful points on Earth. Traveling the countryside on Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.
Fishing is done when the water is frozen. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A quick catch on a nice winter day just might hook you into the sport of ice fishing as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My favorite wintertime activity is ice fishing. I find it relaxing, and there's just something about the flavor of panfish pulled out of ice-cold water. Chris Larson is the regional fisheries supervisor with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He says the most important part of ice fishing is to make sure the ice is safe. It should be at least 4 inches thick. Wear layers of clothing to stay warm, heavy-duty boots, and ice cleats to prevent slipping. You will need an auger to drill a hole through the ice and a scoop to clear the hole. A 5-gallon bucket is nice to carry equipment in and also makes a great seat. The fishing poles don't need to be expensive.
You're not fishing very deep water. You're not casting this thing. You're just letting line out. So I would recommend spending $5 to $15 on ice fishing equipment. Probably the most important thing is line weight. You want very light line in the winter time. We're talking 2 to 4 pound test line and very small little ice fishing jigs that they sell. Some of my favorite colors are purple, chartreuse, orange, red, and pink.
The best bait for catching panfish in a farm pond is waxworms. To find the fish, start at the deepest point of the pond where the water is warmer. If the fish aren't biting there, move into more shallow waters. There are fish-finding electronics that can locate fish and determine the depth of the water, but a clip-on weight attached to the jig will work too.
Find the bottom with that, and then generally I try and fish about a foot off the bottom for most species during ice fishing. Crappies will tend to suspend in certain situations, so you may try different depth. Find the bottom, fish a foot up, and then if there's no fish there and you're trying to catch crappies, maybe move your bait up another 4 or 5 feet, let it fish there for a while, and see what happens.
Find more ice fishing tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
The best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate release melatonin and extended release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better, wake your best.
Just as I am with
have a few favorite sayings from your mom? I do, and I find myself repeating them often. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Some of my favorites? Well, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And when we're looking at a bumpy road ahead with some uncertainty, my mom always said, take a deep seat, a tight rein, and hold on. And of course, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. When I was young, I didn't realize my mom was actually giving me bits of wisdom. But now, as a mother of four, I understand. She said those words out of love. She shared her wisdom to guide and protect us. You know, the Bible talks about asking God for wisdom, and it says He'll give it generously to all. Have you asked for wisdom when it comes to being a good steward of your finances? Maybe that wisdom will come through prayer or through the good counsel of others. When you get a nugget of wisdom, share it with others so they can be wise with money, too.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Rural development is a task that often takes both public and private investment. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Agency assists in what else? Rural development. The agency frequently partners with local and regional lenders to work on both private and public projects. Compeer Financial is one of them. A cooperative member of the Farm Credit System that serves parts of Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. John Munson is Chief Mission and Marketing Officer.
We're in some communities and seeing that there's not a lot of local pharmacies. They got to travel 20, 30 miles. What about mobile pharmacy labs? Can we invest in that? I think we might want to think about that. What about rural daycare? A lot of them are taking up these old schoolhouses, and they're even being subsidized by the local school district on referendums. That's cool, and that's different and probably necessary. So how do we change our thinking in these communities?
Munson says Compeer Financial and other lenders who cooperate with USDA Rural Development understand the need to work together.
Rural development is a team sport. It cannot be done with one entity alone. It requires many to be able to meet those needs.
Individuals or groups are encouraged to contact their nearest USDA service center to learn more about the resources available through USDA's Rural Development Program. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. What did the USDA find when it released its first grain and rice stock forecast for the new year? Here's Rod Bain.
January is one month. USDA's crop production forecast takes a back seat in the department's crop supply and demand reports, with the first grain and rice stock estimates of the new year coming front and center. Reports have major grains down in stocks year over year. Corn and all wheat stocks down 7% from December of last year. Soybean stocks 4% lower from the previous year. Oregon down 45% from December 2021. The one exception to the downward stocks trend, barley, with stocks reported up 17% year over year. Rice stocks were recorded 17% lower than this same time last year. What was notable in the January crop production report was a 5% reduction in the orange production forecast from December and a 22% year over year drop in orange production. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In other ag news, combine harvester sales finished 2022 with healthy gains in unit sales, while ag tractors finished below 2021 levels in both the U.S. and in Canada. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers says total U.S. ag tractor unit sales fell during December and the whole year when compared to 2021. The sub-40 horsepower segment led losses in both time frames, losing 26% for the month and 19% for the calendar year. U.S. combine sales grew 16% in December and finished 2022 almost 16% higher than the previous year. Only one other segment was higher for the year, which was the 100-plus horsepower units, finishing the year up 11% despite dropping 2% in December. And that's your Ag News for this Friday, January the 13th.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Disease control is a challenge for hog producers in winter. Have a consistent biosecurity program and good communication with your veterinarian on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Fall below freezing, pigs should be protected from the wind and provided with bedding. Unfortunately, pigs in close quarters spread diseases to each other. And if there's a ventilation system in the building, it provides an opportunity for things to circulate through the air. Porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, or PRRS, is a virus that often rears its ugly head once the barn is closed up. Paul Sundberg is the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center. He says diligent cleaning and disinfecting is a must, but whatever your protocol is to prevent disease from spreading in the herd, it has to be consistent.
The implementation every day, the same thing happening every day, is the hard part.
You can have great biosecurity guidelines and standards for all of your production, but if you don't implement them and make sure that they're rigorous every day, then something's going to happen.
The other key is to talk with your veterinarian every time there is an animal health issue and get a professional diagnosis.
Don't ever assume that you know what you're having because it looks like what we had last time, so we don't have to call doc. It's not a good idea because there might be something that mimics another disease that you need to be able to find out. We know, for example, that African swine fever looks like a bad PRRS outbreak. It looks like a bad salmonella outbreak. And without a good diagnosis, it could get missed.
Pigs that do get sick should be isolated in a designated sick pen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping your pigs healthy this winter at agriculture.com.
There will be a real estate auction, 155 acres more or less, Marshall County farmland, Saturday, January 14th for the Paul Sewall Trust. Properties located 4.5 miles south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Zenith Road, then a mile east on the southeast corner. 154.5 acres more or less, 142 acres are terraced crop acres with the balance being waterways and wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Properties bordered on the west by 23rd Road, the north by Zenith Road, and the east by 23rd Terrace. There is electric service on all three sides. For inspection or details, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer, 785-889-4775, or go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. This real estate auction, 155 acres, Marshall County farmland, located south of Frankfort, for the Paul Sewall Trust, is Saturday, January 14th, beginning at 1:30 at the Frankfort American Legion Cabin. Klein Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Hago. After a mixed overnight session, markets continue to be mixed on this Friday. Matter of fact, corn for March up 3.25 at 6.74 and a quarter. Taking a look at May corn, 6.72 and 3 quarters. That's up 3.25. Kansas City wheat for March, 844.5. That's up 9.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 840.75. And that's up 9.25. March oats at 362.25. That's up 1. May oats at 358.75. And that's up 3.5. Taking a look at January soybeans right now, 1535 is your price. That's up 5.5. March soybeans, 1528.5. That's up 10. Taking a look at cotton for March, 82.16, your price currently, that's up 12 cents. May cotton up 15 cents at 82.42. Live cattle for February, 157.47, that's down 7.5 cents. April live cattle down 25 cents at 160.67. Feeder cattle for January, 181.15, that's down 97.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March down $1.75 right now at 182.50. Crude oil for February, 79.41. That's up $1.02. Crude oil for March at 79.64. That's up 99 cents. Gold for February, your price right now, 19.21 and 10 cents. And that's up $22.30. Gold for April, 19.37.80. That's up 22.30. Silver for March, 24.37.5. That's up 37. And silver for May, 24.57. That's up 37 cents. Dow down 36 right now, S&P down 8, NASDAQ down 22. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue. 6 locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hogwild Pit Barbecue. Hogwild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
The 2023 Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. The publication includes suggestions and guidelines for chemical weed control for field crops, pastures, rangeland, and non-crop land. K-State weed science specialist Sarah Lancaster says they conducted field trials on four new corn products and added them to the guide.
So the first one to talk about would be Calibra. It's a Syngenta compound, and it is a premix of metolachlor and atrazine. This particular premix could be advantageous for some folks if they want more flexibility in the atrazine rate that they're using on their corn. Atrazine has been under a lot of scrutiny from environmental groups for a long time, and that continues to kind of ratchet up. So a premix that lets you add the atrazine independently could be beneficial for some folks. Another product is Maverick from Valent. Maverick is basically Zidua plus Callisto plus Clopyrrolid. We did look at it in field trials against the competitors, and it worked well for us here in Manhattan this year.
Lancaster goes on to explain the findings of the other two corn products added to the guide.
The third corn product that we've added is a product called Trivolt. It's a premix of flufenicet, which is in the same herbicide group as things like Dual and Harness and Outlook. It's not used in a lot of products here in the U.S., but it is used widely in the European market. So it provides good grass control. I would say probably not as strong on the pigweeds as some of those other herbicides in the related group. But Trivolt has flufenicet, isoxaflutyl, which is Balance. So folks are probably familiar with Balance. And this particular Trivolt herbicide carries all of the same label restrictions that Balance does in terms of application timings and groundwater concerns. And then the third product in Trivolt is something called thiocarbazone. It's an ALS inhibitor that folks might know. It's a component of Varro or Corvus, if folks are familiar with that. The last product to talk about for new corn chemicals is Resicor XL. So folks that grow corn are probably familiar with Resicor. It's a Corteva product that's a premix of acetochlor, so Harness, plus clopyrrolid and Callisto. The Resicor XL just has a little different ratio combination and looked good in our trials this last couple of years.
As for the guide itself, Lancaster says there's an entry of every product they've evaluated, including a summary of the most important components of the herbicide label.
Herbicide labels are hard to read, right? And so we try to summarize some of the most important points. And, you know, we do that in cooperation with our observations, our reading of the label, the company's reading of the label. So it's a good summary. Definitely not a substitute for the label, but if folks are looking at, you know, just what are their options, they can definitely look at those entries.
That's K-State weed scientist Sarah Lancaster with an update on the 2023 Chemical Weed Control Guide. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Do you need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170. Or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.